This is Dr. Sachdeva, SACHDEVA, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Vivian Pham. First name is Vivian, V-I-V-I-A-N. Last name is Pham, P-H-A-N, Pham. Date of birth 3/20/2015. This letter is being written to Dr. Peter Nguyen. First name is Peter, P-E-T-E-R. Last name is Nguyen, N-G-U-Y-E-N, Nguyen. Address 749 Story Road, Suite 20, San Jose, California, 95122. Phone number 408-794-2088. Fax number 408-292-2179. Dear Dr. Peter Nguyen, first name is Peter, P-E-T-E-R, last name is Nguyen, N-G-U-Y-E-N, Nguyen. This is a brief note on our mutual patient, Vivian Pham, who was seen in our office as of recently on February 28th for the following problems. Number one, persistent eczema for which she has been using many different creams along with Atarax has been quite beneficial, but there are significant lesions that are still not healing. Period. Number two, history of some reactions to many different foods, manifested by facial swelling and itchy tongue. Period. There is certainly she has been avoiding many different foods. But certainly needs to be worked upon for more clarity, period. Her recent RAS testing on March 9th revealed very large reaction to peanuts, pistachio, walnuts, almond, Brazil nuts, and macadamia nuts, along with the sunflower seed and some seafoods, period. Her total IgE is 1790, which is significantly elevated. As a matter of elevated. Right now, she is on a diet that is generally where nuts are generally excluded, but because of significant reactions to many different nuts and other foods, I think she would need some more workup to see if some other foods can be tolerated, period. My final diagnosis, moderate to severe atopic dermatitis in reasonable control. Number two, significant food allergies. My treatment plan, number one, continue Alicon cream and hydrocortisone creams. Number two, continue Atarax. Number three, I am recommending two consultations. Number one, at Lucile Packard Children's Hospital Dermatology Clinic for possible treatment with biological medications like Dupixent, which has been recently approved for ages 6 and above. Number two, I am also recommending a consultation with the Lucile Packard Children's Hospital Allergy Department for possible food challenges to see what foods can be included in her diet, period. Both consultations have been arranged, and family will be seeing appropriate specialists, and hopefully we will get more clarity in her management of what foods can be introduced in her diet period. I will continue to inform you about her progress. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With warmest regards, end of dictation on patient Vivian Fan. Thank you.